This is the place to play with the most powerful principles of manifestation in the quantum field on a daily basis. This is Sanctuary of She, Soul, Human, Energy. And I'm your host, Katie Blair. We're a podcast, an app, and a community where women meet the version of themselves they came here to be and build the lives they came here to live. Welcome to this moment. Welcome to your sanctuary. Well, hello there and welcome back. I'm so happy to be here with you. I have an episode in store for you today all around focus and reclaiming your energy in the direction that you seek. Because as much as we think we're doing this, oh my gosh, there is so much noise around us and it is so sneaky when we get thrown off course. And then one day we wake up and we're like, wait a minute, how'd that happen? Where'd it go? So I want to talk to you about that today. Before I get into it, I do want to make a little announcement that this next coming month, March, in Sanctuary of She for Tier 2, every month we have an immersion that we dive into on a range of topics, all designed to keep you living in the realm of possibility and on track with your goals. And March is for mission. So it's going to be all for the entrepreneurs, and I'm super excited about it. There's going to be a live pre-recorded training dropped on the 12th from me, really breaking down everything I've learned about business. So many of you know me formerly as an actual business coach. In 2018, I grew a really rapidly successful business coaching business, and I learned so much through that. But ultimately, when I realized that the energetics to life itself are the key to everything underneath that, I shifted my focus, and I've dedicated the last 3+ years to just that, which is where Sanctuary of She has come from. But inevitably, through that, and then Sanctuary of She being birthed through that, I've learned an entire new way of business that goes against the grain. It breaks all of the rules that were taught and that I have come to really see entrepreneurship as the art of your life. Because if your business is not something that you are building and dancing with and having fun with every day, week, month, and the process, the unfolding process of it isn't just as fun as where you're going with it, and it's not coming from these deep places of purity and alignment that feel good, connected to the energetics underneath it all, because it's not just about who you're what you're building, but who you're becoming in the process, that this training is going to be all dedicated to so much of what I've learned about business from both sides. And then we're going to be having a live mini business virtual retreat with the women in Tier 2. So it's going to be an afternoon, the week of the spring equinox, to come in live together and have a masterminding session, as well as I've got so many different little things planned to kind of basically take your business and put it through an energetic washing machine so that you can crystallize it, clean it up, realign, make sure the trajectory that you're on is the right one, come back to presence, come back to possibility, and we're just going to go on a journey together through it. So it's going to be amazing. So if you're an entrepreneur and you want to tap into that, all coming this month in Tier 2, plus you get access to the immersion that we did in February, which was a quantum experience all about the power of one day at a time. It's called The Portal to It All Is Today, as well as the January immersion, which was called Resolution, which is a completely new take on the New Year's resolution, really separating the realms of predictability, possibility, and potentiality for where you're going in 2024. So you get access to all of that. It's only $55 a month. So if you come into the community, send me a message and I'll get you upgraded into that. And yeah, I'm just honestly so excited. So going off that, let's kind of get into the focus of this episode, which is about focus. So one of the pieces that we talked about in The Portal to It All Is Today last month is this concept of flip the switch. And I want to bring that into this episode because I have a feeling this is going to be a big one for you. So Flip the Switch is all about this very, very sneaky, energetic switch that happens. And we are either living in a state of external to internal or internal to external. Now, we've been taught, and our society operates on external to internal. And honestly, our human psyche and intuition are kind of based on this too, right? Always looking outside of ourselves to see what's going on, how things are being done, so that we know what to do to fit in. We know what to do to stay on course. We know what to do to be accepted by our community. We know what to do to X, Y, Z. However, in regards to when it comes to truly stepping into being the creator of your reality, we've got to flip this switch. Because what you'll notice is that if you're trying to live external to internal, aka sometimes, most of the time, not even consciously knowing that you're doing this, but basing your thoughts, feelings, and actions off of what you see outside of yourself, then what you often find is that you're looping in states of comparison. You're looping in states of procrastination. You're looping in states of, oh, they're already doing it, so why am I doing it? You're looping in states of conforming without even really thinking what your approach or strategy is going to be, because that's how someone else is doing it. It is cutting you off from the power of your inner oracle when you're living external to internal, as you are in pursuit of really becoming a match for your deepest desires. And if you've been doing things and they haven't been feeling good, and you're feeling this deep desire for an identity shift or a breaking free from what feels like now is a cage, you've got to flip the switch. So flipping the switch really is about taking ownership and sovereignty in your approach. It's about learning how to start living internal to external, learning how to cultivate inside the feelings of presence, of grounding, of gratitude, of stillness, so that your unique approach for your unique lane and your unique story aren't tainted, so that you can be in your most aligned place and then take action and then go out into the world and then be on your path. It speeds up time, not only speeds up time so much, but is one of the keys to actually making this journey good and beautiful. It's all about flipping the switch. So if you're sitting with that and you're kind of like, oh yeah, the question to ask yourself is like, today when you woke up, how long was it before you were coated with the past of where you've been and it felt like it cut you off from where you want to be? For a lot of people, it's the moment they wake up, or it's the moment they go on their phone, or it's the moment they start doing things that they think that they should be doing from a prove it energy or just what they think they should be doing. But when you stop and ask yourself, like, wait, am I really doing this for me? Is this how I really want to be doing it? Is this what really feels good? One of the most empowering things is knowing that presence allows you direct possibility to anything from here. There are no shackles. It's all an illusion. You could wake up tomorrow a completely different person based off of a few different decisions. We don't do this because 95% of our subconscious runs our human computer, so 95% of our thoughts, feelings, and actions day to day are the same, but technically, you're a few decisions away from a completely different identity, but you have to allow yourself enough presence and stillness to realize you're the only one attaching yourself to certain identities or certain ways of being or certain habits or certain strategies based on what you've seen outside of yourself. So when you can come down to this, what do you need? What do you need to come home? What do you need to come back to excitement? What do you need to let go of? What do you need to bring in? In every moment, with everything we have, and our connection to everything around us, every single one of those things is either giving us energy, filling us with life force energy, or taking it away. leaking it out of us. In every moment, one of those two things is always happening. And what we don't realize, because we typically aren't conscious enough to be thinking on this deep of a level with the things, because we aren't there, it just feels like a bunch of noise and our head turns into a cloud and fog surrounds us and we feel overwhelmed and we just get too tired and then we resort to numbing it down or writing it off as this is just how it is, how it goes. No. When you are in alignment and you are on the path of aligned energies, you are clear, you are filled with energy, you are filled with excitement, you are filled with limitless potential, and you're tapped into the fact that any possibility exists. So what do you want? So I'm going to go through a little list right now of things in your life. And I want you to just kind of sit with the fact of, is this giving me life force energy right now or is it not? And for some of these things, you might feel an immediate like, oh gosh, no, that is not doing what I want it to. And you might feel this need of like, I need to cut that out of my life. Some of these you can't cut out of your life, but the knowing that like, this is actually feeling a little sticky right now is going to allow you to ask yourself, what do I need to do here to flip the switch so that it's not leaking my energy but filling me with life, okay? Here we go. Number one, social media. Is social media filling you with life or is it draining your energy? Your partner or your husband or your wife or your spouse? Your job or your career or industry, or if you're an entrepreneur, your business. Your business. Okay. Your kids, your children. Your schedule. The way that your days, weeks, months work. How they're working right now. Your wellness routine. How you feel in your body. How you feel when you look in the mirror. Your connection to that wellness. What about food? Food. Upcoming plans. Things that are coming up, are they exciting you or are they draining you? What about your inner circle, your friend group, the people that you spend the most amount of time with? Okay, there's probably a list of a million more things than I could say, but here, there's some of the top ones. Okay, how many of those were you like, yeah, that is not feeling good right now, right? And even like the example of kids or your children, like obviously you're not going to cut your kids out of your life, but it's such a good example of like, okay, the way things are in the house right now, they're not feeling good. It's sucking my energy. So you get to ask yourself, what do I need? What do I need to flip this switch, to bring life force energy back into this home, back into my relationships so that we're having fun again, right? Your business, is it truly fueling you? Are you truly in a place of excitement and gratitude every day? Or is it draining you? Are you like, why the hell are we here? What is going on? Okay. Things like your wellness or food. How are you feeling when you look in the mirror every day? Are you excited about what's coming? Are you excited? Do you feel nourished in your body? Are you feeling like, I've been avoiding that and it's draining my energy that I'm avoiding that because I know I shouldn't be. Okay. So when we are on this path of truly stepping into the creator of our realities with that 5% conscious mind, when you tune into this podcast every week or you tune into one of the trainings inside the community or anywhere else, your mind tells you, oh yeah, We know where we're going. We know what we want. But if you look right under the surface, there's a lot of layers that are actually not in alignment. And this is why things feel like they're slowing down. This is why things are feeling like they're not moving, okay? So when we're talking about focus, when we're talking about how to hold our focus longer on things, underneath that is the deeper question of alignment. It's the deeper question of which direction is the energy flowing? Is it going inward to outward, or are you stuck in an outward to inward, an external to internal, where you don't even realize your daily thoughts, feelings, and actions are subject and victim to what you see on your phone, what you hear in your community, what you witness on the news, what your household is coded with energetically based on all that hasn't been working, and how are you letting that affect you every day? If it's there, it's stalling you. If it's there, it's keeping you in a cage. What do you need to flip that switch in all areas? So one of the things for me that I have really noticed lately is social media is a space where I have been using Instagram religiously since I was in college, so over 10 years now, and it is my like photo living diary. Like, I love it. There's so much of my life in there. And I have this love for being in the space. What I also notice is that it is so sneaky when I'm over scrolling, spending too much time on there, and it starts sucking my energy, or when I'm in this space of kind of my mind kind of turns into a content generating machine. And I kind of been having this thought this last week, because I haven't been on social media the last like nearly 2 weeks, and it's just felt good. And I'm like, gosh, why does it always just feel good when I'm back off of social media? And I'm like, well, because I'm fully present. I'm fully still. I cut out all that noise. So when I'm drinking my coffee in the morning, I'm actually looking at the flowers and the sun and feeling the breeze. I'm not sitting there scrolling. When I'm actually making my food, I'm actually making my food and really putting love and intention into it. When I'm doing all these little things and the beautiful moments where I'm on a sunset walk with Tom or with my dog and I'm just there, from that stillness, from that place, I'm connected to that inner oracle. I'm connected to my truth. I'm connected to my vision and where I'm going, and the ideas coming through and the focus that I have is actually there. Because I'm not opening my phone, and within 3 minutes, I can laugh, I can cry, I can be inspired, I can be in comparison. Like, it just cuts all that out. And so I'm like, okay, there is something huge here. Because my goals for March, you guys, are big. Like, I have a lot that I want to get done this month when it comes to all areas of life. This is like I'm fully energized and ready to have a very productive March. And the last week I've just realized, like, gosh, I really can only maintain my focus when I'm not on social media. So Tom and I were on a sunset walk last night, and I was sitting with this idea of, like, why do I even have social media? Like, it's been my photo diary for the last 10 plus years. It's been a beautiful way of creating and expressing and sharing and being and, you know, so much of that. But also, like, lately, more and more, when I'm on there, I realize how much we're creating content just to create content. And I'm kind of like, that's not it anymore. I don't just want to be in a sea of noise of people wanting to be seen and validated and what is it that made us learn to share every moment with everyone? When do we ever just get to have our beautiful moments and just have it be for us? Like, what is this need that we have to share everything? And it's to stay relevant. It's to stay, you know, seen. It's to stay connected. Yes, but is that the only way? So I've really been sitting with this idea, and we were on our walk last night, and I was like, you know, what if I, like, deactivated my Instagram? And that thought was so crazy. It was like, who am I without this, like, 10 plus year log of my life? Like, who am I if I deactivate that without that? And it was this crazy thought that I want you to think about too. And I want you to think, if social media is not this in your life right now, any of those things on that list, like, who would you be? Maybe not necessarily without the thing, or maybe without the thing, but without the energetics of the focus and the light, the energy that it can leak from you to take you out of the perfection of your every moment. Who would you be without that? Who would you be on the other side of that after a few days, after a few weeks, after a few months? It's a crazy thought. A couple decisions could make you wake up tomorrow a completely different person. We have to look at the noise that we're allowing into our lives before we can look at what it really means to become a more focused person, so that we can actually start thinking in the direction that we seek, so that we can start feeling in the direction that we seek, so that we can start taking consistent, productive action in the direction that we seek without slowing ourselves down, cutting ourselves off, keeping ourselves in a cage. It's a big thing to sit with. Energetics are at the base of everything. And all these relationships that we have in our life, again, they're either fueling you with life force energy or they're leaking it out. I have had, for sure, times with social media that I can hold both at once, where I can be in the zone and I go on and I show up and it's a very clean, clear thing. And then there's a few people on there that I do love following. I love staying connected to. I love keeping tabs on. I feel very inspired by. And then I get off. And then I don't get back on until I'm in a space where I'm like, okay, yeah, back in the zone. I have another thing I want to share. Here we are. Soak in a little bit, and then I'm off. But the point I want to make here is how sneaky it is when the switch starts to flip. When you start scrolling a little longer. When you start using it to procrastinate or to numb. When you start feeding your comparison or your worries or your fears or your doubts by affirming with evidence of other people are doing it better. When you start leaving your present moment to wonder if you should have made different life choices in the past, if you should be somewhere else, doing something else, someone else. It is so sneaky when this happens, as it is with anything in life. When you're having that really good cycle with your partner, your husband, or your wife, and you guys are jamming and vibing and, like, totally in sync, totally in each other's rocks, and then these tiny things start to come in and you start disconnecting a tiny bit and nothing gets spoken about, and a little resentment starts to bubble, and then all of a sudden a little tiny blip happens. When did that switch flip? With your kids, with your business, with food, with your schedule, with your close friends, with your upcoming plans. Everything is always giving or taking. But when we are present enough to hold our alignment, we can hold it all. And when you start tapping into this, the feeling of it is far better than any goal you have written down on paper. This is truly how you start to tap into the feeling of already having it all. When cultivated within, first and foremost, every day, are the feelings of positivity, feelings of hope, feelings of trust, feelings of confidence. And then that's how you're going out into the world, and that's what you're putting out, and that's what's coming back to you. This is the point of the whole thing. And as that gets stronger and stronger, what comes in gets bigger and bigger. It doesn't happen the other way around. We've got to make sure that we are flipping the switch in every area of our life and staying conscious and aware enough to know when that sneaky little thing comes in. It usually feels like frustration. It feels like anger. It feels like resentment. It feels like defeat. Who are you when you fully become the woman who's living internal to external in all areas of life? Once you find her, anything is possible. But when you're not tapped into her, different pieces of your life feel like a cage, and you get tired, and you get foggy. So this is my invitation to you, is to sit with this, to ask yourself, like, really, what is calling to you in your life? What is speaking to you? For me, my big one this last couple weeks has been social media. So like yesterday I was like, wow, maybe I'll do it. Who knows? Maybe I will. Maybe there'll be a day where I'm like, I'm just going to deactivate this thing. And the community and my email list is how you'll be able to find me. I don't know what's coming. I'm open to anything, but I don't have a clear answer yet. I don't have a clear knowing yet. I haven't sat with this long enough to know, is this for me? So what I do know in the meantime is that I will no longer let social media take me out of my own game. I will no longer give it that permission. When I go on this, I'm going all in this month. When I go on this month, it is only because I'm already in the zone, very connected to what I'm putting out there. It's very clean. It's very pure. I put it out and then I immediately come back to my presence. And I'm not thinking or creating specifically for social media. I am here in my presence. And if something comes through that's very pure and wants to be shared, then great, I will do that. And then I come back to presence. For you, what is it with food? What is it with your household? What is it with your business? What is it with, what do you need to do for things to feel good again? Truly, if you woke up in 5 years from now and all of your wildest dreams had come true, you were living the sweetest, best relationship, most loving partnership possible. You had this really fun household that just felt good and nourishing and filled your cup, and everyone worked together and supported each other. If you woke up and you looked in the mirror and you were like, damn, look at this body. I can't wait to put beautiful clothes on it today, and I can't wait to go into the kitchen and make nourishing food for it, and I love how it feels when I treat my food like medicine. When you go to your business and you're like, I love my mission. I love my mission. I love what I'm doing. I love my clients. I love the energy that we're building together. I love what I'm bringing to the world. I love the difference that I'm making. I'm so passionate. It's the art of my life. I'm so excited about what's coming up this month for my schedule. I love my week. Feels doable. It feels breathable. It allows me presence. It allows me fun. It allows me focus. It allows me grounded time getting the things done so that even the mundane things are fine. Folding laundry, fine. The plans that I have coming up, the trips that I have coming up, the ideas that I have coming up, the events that I'm hosting. I'm so excited. I'm so happy when I'm with my close friend group, and it's just, we all support each other so much, and we're holding down these positive anchors for each other, being very clean mirrors for each other, where we really support and lift each other up, and I leave them feeling fueled with energy. The thing is, if we want all of those things, it's not a matter of if we can have them or not, or if we're meant for them or not. It's a matter of you deciding that's what you're going to have. But it's not just going to happen. It's not just going to manifest. You've got to flip the switch in all the things you care about, and then it will come. You move first, then the universe moves. The flower blooms, then the bee comes. You finally have it all when you realize you already do. You realize you already do. What in your life do you need to deactivate? What in your life do you need to allow more of? And what in your life do you need to just create stillness so that you can sit with, what would my alignment here feel like? What would flipping the switch feel like? And the moment you do this for every area of your life and you stick with it in a conscious way, you will wake up in 5 years and everything will be here. But it won't happen because you were a good girl or you were born, you just deserved it. It will happen because you walked as the woman who has that switch flipped. And she learned how to hold one thing after another, after another, after another, until she was juggling all balls at once. And this is something you can tap into now, tomorrow, next week, next month, if you're willing to walk the journey. And that feeling is the juiciest, most rewarding feeling of the human experience. It's not a future place on your timeline. It's right here, right now, cultivating this from the inside out so that you can tap into the realm of magic and miracles, so that you can let the universe take the wind of your sails, so that you can truly find out what you're made of. Not because you have to be something else, but because your birthright is to feel good. Your birthright is to look at your life and say, I get to have it all. I get to feel it all. I get to be with it all. So what do I want this to feel like? And am I willing to go first? And if you are, it will come, because that's how energy works. So as you tune into your focus for this month, this year, today, what are you ready to actually focus on? What are you ready to create boundaries with? What are you ready to deactivate? What are you ready to really align with? And if you want to walk that path with awareness, this is what we do in the Sanctuary of G community. Come in there, $22 a month. And if you're an entrepreneur and you want to be in the February or the March immersion, come in, be with us in that. Get access to the full library. We've got a really, really amazing potent one coming in April as well. This whole year, I've got such amazing things in store. So I'm going to leave you with that. Focus is so much more than about productivity and just continuing to get the to-do list done and stay focused on it. Underneath the layers, it starts here with the energetics of how everything is fueling you. Because we can't focus unless we're clear. We can't focus unless the energy is there. We can't focus unless we're confident and we're in trust and we're in excitement. Stop blocking yourself from the focus that you deserve so that you can see it all through. It's all here already. The rest is coming, and the ride is going to be beautiful. I'll see you next week.